We're going to wrap up this chapter with a brief discussion of gas refrigeration cycles. Now, the bad news is that gas refrigeration cycles generally have lower coefficients of performance than vapor compression refrigerators do. The good news is that gas refrigerators are not limited to operating at temperatures where vapor-liquid equilibrium exists. As a result, gas refrigerators can cool the refrigerated space all the way down to cryogenic temperatures. Now, cryogenic temperatures are below minus 150 degrees C. Now, the other bit of good news about gas refrigeration cycles is that the necessary equipment is much lighter weight than the equipment used in vapor compression refrigeration. So, gas refrigeration is preferred in applications such as aircraft air conditioning systems. Now, let's get down to specifics. We will use the air standard Brayton cycle operating in reverse as our model for gas refrigeration cycles. Most of what we learned about the Brayton cycle in Lesson 9E can also be applied to air standard refrigeration cycles. So, it'll be relatively easy to get up to speed in this lesson. Flip the page and let's get started.